Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Domingo Cedeno. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Robertson. Batting third. The third baseman, Greg Norton. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Bertotti. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Rabulet. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting 7th. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frankie Rodriguez. And now, play ball. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch strikes out. One out. Jeff Rabulet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabulet takes first base on ball four. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. Baines scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Domingo Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Domingo Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 0 for 1 in the game. Cittino hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to third. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. Norton hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a pop-up towards first. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 0 for 1 in the game. Mouton hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Walbeck and he is out, Mears applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rabule hits a pop-up towards third. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Domingo Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 0 for 2 in the game. Cittino hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton is 0 for 2 in the game. Norton takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Norton moves to second. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mouton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rabule hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Slott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Knobloch moves to third. Brian Kaiser now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cordova is walked intentionally. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Parra now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-2 in the game. Slott bunts between the mound and first base. Parra scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Slott for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Scott Aldred now pitching. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-3 in the game. Cedeno strikes out. Two outs. Mike Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Robertson reaches second base with a double. There goes Lewis trying to get to home. Kelly throws the ball into Knobloch, who relays the ball to Walbeck, who tags Lewis, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Stacy Jones now pitching. Scott Starhoviak pinch hits for Ron Coomer. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Walbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Cedeno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cedeno fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak now playing first base. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Norton hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Baines reaches second base with a double. Norberto Martin pinch runs for Harold Baines. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Dave Stevens now pitching. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mouton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cameron now playing left field. Bill Symas now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first, with Symas covering, for the out. One out. Jeff Rabulet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabulet is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rabulet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura pinch hits for Don Slott. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Borders now catching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cordova strikes out. One out. Matt Lawton pinch hits for Roberto Kelly. Mike Sirotka now pitching. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Lawton now playing right field. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Domingo Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 0 for 4 in the game. Cittino hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Robertson strikes out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Norton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Chip Hale pinch hits for Matt Walbeck. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a pop-up towards third. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Myers pinch hits for Pat Mears. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Durant pinch runs for Greg Myers. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez who is chasing the ball. Knobloch reaches third base with a triple. Durant goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Todd Walker pinch hits for Jeff Rabule. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Walker moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. Walker moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.